Track 4, Investing Insights. Over the years, Investor's Business Daily has received many questions on how best to make real money in the stock market. In this track, Bill O'Neill answers some of the most frequently asked questions to assist you in getting started with Investor's Business Daily and improving your own investment results. How much money is needed to get started?
It takes only $500 to $1,000, and then you can add to your investment account as time goes on. The important thing is to get started and gain experience. Running a paper portfolio isn't the same thing as having cash on the line in the real battlefield of the market. Paper trading simply doesn't offer the hope, fear, excitement, and greed that you experience when your hard-earned money is on the line.
How many stocks should an investor own?
Buying a large number of stocks is time-consuming and distracts investors from focusing on the absolute best stocks. Most investors simply can't keep track of a large number of stocks, so concentrate on a few of the best. If you have less than $5,000 to invest, one or two stocks might be appropriate. $5,000 to $25,000, two or three stocks. $25,000 to $50,000, three or four. $50,000 to $100,000, four or five. If you have $100,000 to a million, no more than six.
Why should risk be spread among only a few stocks?
The goal is not to be right in the market, but rather to make a substantial amount of money when you are right. This is best done by concentrating on a few top-quality stocks. It's too difficult to keep track of 20 or more stocks. Pick a few of the best, know them well, and watch them carefully.
What's the most important thing that investors should know?
Rule number one in my book is to protect your investment account by selling a stock if the price falls 8% below your purchase price. If you don't cut every loss quickly, sooner or later you'll suffer some very large losses. Cutting losses at 8% will allow you to invest another day. Consider it as an insurance policy. Investors can be wrong 3 out of 4 times and still make a fortune in the market if they quickly cut losses and add money to the stocks that are working.
Why is volume important?
Volume is the actual number of shares a stock trades daily. Volume is determined by supply and demand in the marketplace. Stocks never go up by accident. There must be large buying demand. Most of this demand comes from institutional investors who account for over 60% of activity. When selecting stocks, trading volume is a key way to measure demand. While most investment information services provide actual trade volume in shares, Investor's Business Daily was the first publication to offer a more useful way to look at volume. Volume percent change shows the average daily volume of a stock over the past 50 days and how much above or below average a stock traded yesterday, so you can see what the big money is buying and selling.
Should I buy low-priced stocks?
Stocks sell for what they're worth at the time, and cheap stocks are cheap for a reason. Low-priced stocks are generally laggards, and institutional investors do not find these stocks attractive. This is critical considering it's the institutional investor that moves the price of a stock up or down. Of the best-performing stocks in the last 45 years, the average price per share before they went on to double or triple or more was $28 a share. Don't shop around off the discount rack. All you'll find there is merchandise that nobody else wanted. It's not a bargain you're looking for, but rather the stock with the greatest potential to go up in price.
Is it important for a stock to pay dividends?
Many of the best growth companies do not pay dividends. They reinvest their earnings back into their companies. Don't be fooled by company press releases and news touting dividends. Investors looking for growth companies should not be concerned with a stock's dividend because the greatest gains will come from price gains rather than dividend payouts. To illustrate this point, if a stock goes down 30% and it delivers a 4% dividend, that still represents a 26% loss.
What are price-earnings ratios and how do I use them?
A price-earnings ratio is a measurement used to determine the value of a stock. It's calculated by dividing the current price by the earnings per share over the last 12 months. When a stock's PE is high, it is often considered pricey or overvalued. Stocks with low PEs are typically considered a good value. However, Investor's Business Daily's ongoing study of the greatest stock market winners showed that this was not true. The higher the PE, the better the stock. The average PE of the best winners over the last 15 years prior to their huge price increases was 48 times earnings. These PEs later expanded to more than 100. If you picked stocks based solely on low PEs, you would have missed America Online, Microsoft, and Cisco Systems during their period of greatest market performance.
Are mutual funds a good investment?
Mutual funds are the best investment ever produced for many investors, especially those with less time or desire to trade individual stocks. They're easy to use and widely accessible for individual purchase, as well as through corporate and government retirement programs. By pooling the assets of many people, funds achieve economies of scale that cut their cost of investing while generating substantial long-term returns for their investors. There's only one real secret of success when acquiring a mutual fund. It's something not everyone understands or has the patience to implement, but it's easy. Buy a domestic, diversified growth stock fund and never sell it.
What are some of the worst mistakes an investor can make?
Number one, not being disciplined and failing to cut losses at 8% below your purchase price. Number two, purchasing low-priced, low-quality stocks. Number three, putting money in options, futures, and other volatile securities. Number four, fighting the trend of the general market. Number five, not following a system or a set of buy and sell rules. Number six, letting emotions or ego get in the way of sound investing strategy.
For an interactive experience and more information on how to pick winning stocks, evaluate your own stocks, and learn about Investor's Business Daily, you can run the CD-ROM in your computer.